news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The New York Times Tuesday night broke another big story, this time reporting that the president late last year asked then-acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker to put up a Trump ally in charge of the Michael Cohen investigation, which is led by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. The Times said there's no evidence Whitaker acted on this alleged request, and Trump denied the report when asked about it by a reporter. NBC News has the story.
President Trump tonight is denying the explosive New York Times report that says late last year he tried to put his own appointee in charge of the investigation into those hush money payments during the 2016 campaign.
I don't know who gave you that. That's more fake news. There's a lot of fake news out there. No, I didn't.
The Times reports the president called Matthew Whitaker, then his hand-picked acting attorney general, to ask whether U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman could be put in charge of the widening investigation into his former personal lawyer Michael Cohen, according to several unnamed American officials. Berman had already been recused from the case. Just this month, Whitaker said this to Congress about presidential interference.
At no time has the White House asked for, nor have I provided, any promises or commitments concerning the special counsel's investigation or any other investigation.
It follows new revelations from fired acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, who now says he briefed lawmakers after the FBI opened an investigation into President Trump in 2017. McCabe telling Savannah Guthrie that no one pushed back.
Did you tell Congress?
And I told Congress what we had done.
Did anyone object?
That's the important part here, Savannah. No one objected, not on legal grounds, not on constitutional grounds, and not based on the facts.
That answer, an apparent rebuttal to Republican criticism that top Justice Department and FBI officials were plotting an administrative coup.
Did you suspect the president might actually be working for Russia?
We thought that might be possible, yes.
The president overnight on Twitter accusing McCabe of treason.
I don't think really anybody takes those tweets by the president very seriously. I certainly don't at this point.
McCabe was fired from the FBI last year, accused of lying under oath about his interactions with the media.
McCabe seems to be everywhere these days as he's on a book tour. One of the other things he said that's getting a lot of attention is that he thinks it's possible that Donald Trump could be a Russian asset.
Do you still believe the president could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible. I think that's why we started our investigation, and I'm really anxious to see where Director Mueller concludes that.
Senior White House officials pushed to share nuclear power technology with Saudi Arabia, despite the objections of ethics and national security officials, according to a new congressional report. Whistleblowers told investigators it could destabilize the Middle East with nuclear weapons proliferation. Elaine Chao is Donald Trump's Secretary of Transportation. She has met at least 10 times with Kentucky business leaders or politicians after email requests made by her husband, who just happens to be Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. A cache of more than 800 emails obtained under the Freedom of Information Act by the watchdog group American Oversight shows that some of those meetings led to McConnell's associates being granted their wishes by the powerful transportation secretary. From infrastructure grants to highway project funding. Both offices told Politico that it was normal for cabinet members and the Senate Majority Leader to work together. Austin Evers, the founder of American Oversight, said the emails show that, quote, Secretary Chao built a political operation in her office to favor Kentucky. In the first 24 hours of his campaign, over 223,000 of Bernie Sanders' supporters contributed $5,925,771, with an average donation of, you guessed it, $27. Meanwhile, all that anti-Bernie vitriol you've been seeing on social media may be just what you're thinking they might be. Foreign state actors. Politico reporting that a wide-ranging disinformation campaign aimed at Democratic 2020 candidates is already underway on social media, with signs that, yes, foreign state actors are driving at least some of the activity. The main targets appear to be Senator Kamala Harris, Senator Elizabeth Warren, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, and Senator Bernie Sanders, four of the most prominent announced or prospective candidates for the presidency. Revenge much? The Department of Transportation said it intends to terminate an agreement that would have granted nearly $929 million in federal funds for California's controversial high-speed rail project a day after the state joined others in a lawsuit challenging Trump's border wall emergency. Remember that high school kid from Covington, Kentucky that went on a school field trip to D.C. and instigated a confrontation with a Native American man at the Lincoln Memorial? Well, that kid has filed a lawsuit seeking $250 million from the Washington Post in damages, claiming the newspaper falsely accused him of racist acts and instigating the confrontation. In a statement, the boy's Atlanta-based lawyer said additional similar lawsuits would be filed in the weeks ahead. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.